by going to the Vote 2021 KVOE Community National Bank and Trust Information Guide at KVOE.com. An important election is coming up, and we want to help you be informed. Get helpful facts about the candidates, voter registration, mail-in ballot processes, advanced voting, polling locations, and more. Be prepared. Be informed. The Vote 2021 KVOE Community National Bank and Trust Information Guide at KVOE.com. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. Welcome to a Friday, and welcome once again to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. Brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto always take great care of you, and all of our friends at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch on West Highway 50. Take care of all your needs there. From Studio North in Council Grove, we say good morning to Phil Totten. How you doing this morning, Phil?
Well, I'm hanging in there, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today, my friend. Ready for the weekend.
I tell you, I'm always ready for a weekend, even though I've been retired since 2007.
So how'd that luau go last weekend?
Oh, goodness, it was great, Ron. We're going to get into that a little bit later on. But it's been a busy week here down at the lake and everywhere in Kansas. It's been a beautiful week, so I just can't beat this fall weather.
Well, you ready for a little summer this weekend, though, Phil? Going to be warming up.
Well, I know it's coming. And I had to feel for Ginger. Of course, I'm going to be judging a field trial on Sunday. And so when I'm on a four-wheeler for 8 to 10 hours, I do look at the weather. And I see rain come in on Sunday over at Sterling a little bit, so I'll dress accordingly. But with Ginger's case, it just wasn't the day. When the rain came, it was forecast during the hours of the event. It was going to be clear until the hog was ready to eat and we had all the activities going. But we couldn't ask for a better day or a better crowd. But Ron, we have a lot of things going on in Kansas with being able to get outdoors, with being able to do our programs. One of the things that has changed in Kansas this past week is they're going on a totally online class for hunter education. And we'll hit on that a little bit later on. I want to give some pros and cons for it. When we go there, I want to get on open school to hear people's comments, because I'm working with the people in Pratt to just sort of let people know that this might be the thing that we need to do. And one of the things that's going to make this work is programs like Lisa Fuller is going to be having on October 30th. So I've asked Lisa to join us on the show and talk about the Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout that they're going to be having. So good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Phil.
Well, how you doing there at Fuller Farms?
Well, we're doing pretty good.
How's that
grass? Nice day today.
Yes, ma'am. How's that grass hanging up there for the cows? I've heard some areas in North Lyon County are pretty dry.
It is pretty dry. We were glad to get some rain, mostly to settle the dust. Hopefully it's going to rain like they say it's going to. It sounds like it anyway.
Well, Lisa, what can you tell us about this year's Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout?
Well, it'll be our fourth year of having this. This will be our fourth annual. We started it back in 2018, and the reason we started it, do you want me to go there? Is that where you want me to go?
Well, just tell us about it and why this is so important to you with the kids and seeing the kids out there and fulfilling, what Gary wanted to do.
That's right. Well, when he passed away in 2014, we struggled with what to do with the memorial money, and we decided that 4-H was the place where we wanted to put it. Then became the decisions, what to do, and our family was big into 4-H. His parents were both in 4-H, our kids, his nieces and nephews, all in 4-H. So we decided that we all did livestock was our big project. So we decided that when kids got to a certain age, you were struggling with whether to play sports or stay in 4-H. And for those that stayed in 4-H, we felt like when they did the the work and did the showmanship side of their animal project, we decided the trophy belt buckles were the way to go. So we decided that's what we were going to give to the champion and reserve champion in each of the four different species. So in order to keep those buckles up and keep doing the prizes that we give out, and now we've actually added scholarships to the mix because we've had some great years with our shootout. And so to do that, we decided to start with doing the Memorial Clay Shoot. As a family, we like to go shoot guns on a weekend when we didn't have something to do, a Sunday afternoon. Usually we did a little clay shooting, did some target shooting, so this seemed like a great idea, and that's how the Memorial Shoot began. And so as a result, you know, we've been giving buckles out since 2016. That was our first year of the buckles, and it's pretty fun when you go back to the fairgrounds and you see these kids out in the community and they're still wearing their 2016 Gary Fuller Memorial buckles. So it kind of makes you feel like, oh, wow, yeah, that's cool.
Lisa, I remember as a kid, one of the things we would do, and I remember my first 22 rifle, but one of the things that we would do, and I know a lot of other families back in the 50s and 60s did, but we'd go to the dump. And we would shoot at rats or anything we had. But one of the big things that we always did, we come home with more stuff than we took to the dump besides our rifles. But, you know, you mentioned one thing, that the shooting and with the family is something that I've loved to do all through the years. And, you know, the education that our parents give us about firearm safety and responsibility was very, very important. So give us a little bit... idea on the format of your event coming up October 30th.
Right. Well, we'll start our registration at 8 o'clock, and we usually try to get everybody registered from 8 to 9. And then at 9, every year, we do the rules and safety. And, you know, we strive on the safety side of it because anytime you have firearms and people, you know, you need to talk about safety. So we always figure it's a great idea to refresh some safety rules about how to carry your firearm, unloaded, obviously, and moving from place to place in the direction to aim it. I'll have Roger Wells and maybe Phil Taunton on hand that day, and they usually talk about on the safety side of things. We try to get our first target thrown by 10 o'clock, and the shoot itself consists of three stations, and I'll call it a modified clay shoot type thing, because when we have it at our farm, we have three different locations on our farm, and we're all separated out for safety reasons. We have buildings in between all three stations. If you've been there, you know the format. We'll start with knockout. It's always a fun one, and we kind of have to modify it depending on how many we have. And, you know, last one standing gets all the points on that round. And then we have the best of 25 station, and there's five shooting stands. We have an oscillating thrower, and you shoot five times from each of the five stations. So when you come for that one, you're definitely going to need 25 shells. And then the tricky one, and we always say we're going to change it up every year. I haven't decided, but right now it's still planned to have the best of 24. The shooter stands in the center of, that's actually a cattle pen that we use, in his stand, and then we have throwers on each side. And when the first one pulls, when the shooter says pull, the first pulls, and then the other one immediately pulls. So he has to shoot two targets coming in, basically, at the same time. And that's considered one round of shooting, and it's $30. And then if you didn't like the way you shot at one of those stations, you can pay an extra $10 and go try to better your score at each station, or shoot another round.
What prizes are being offered, Lisa?
Well, I've got two divisions. We've got the youth division, and we've got the adult division. Youth division is 11 to 17, and the adults is 18 and up. And we know for sure in the adults, there'll be a gun up for grabs on that one. And then I've got some really neat prizes for second and third. And then in the youth division, we'll have a prize package put together for the youth. But the really fun thing that we have for our youth shooters, because we really like kids. Yes, we love the adults to come because they got to bring the kids, and we like them to shoot. But we really like the kids. So I've got the Lyon County Quail Forever have stepped up, and they've donated for one of our, in a lottery drawing for one of our youth shooters, they will receive a lifetime hunting license.
And that's cool.
If you don't know anything about it, that's a big prize.
You know it. That's a $500 bill right there.
Yep. And if you have I hope to have 20 or 30 youth shooters, but either way, it's a 1 in 20 chance. That's pretty good odds.
I know.
And then in the men's.
Go ahead.
In the men's section, since we do the lottery draw for the youth, and it's a hunting license, in the men's division, every time when you shoot one round of shooting, you're going to get your name in the lottery draw, and we always have a little fun gun, I call it there. Last year, we gave away a .22 Ruger Wrangler, I call it a cowboy gun, and so we'll have a gun for them as well.
At least I know being at the Fuller Farms and some programs that we've done in the past, there's always some good food going on. Are you going to have some eats this year?
Oh, yes, we will. I've got our friends Keith and Denise Foster. Keith's Cowboy Catering is going to be providing the meal. I believe it'll be, I haven't heard officially, but it's usually pulled pork and some really nice cowboy beans. So we'll have that on hand. And honestly, for anybody, even if you're not shooting, you can still come out. You can eat lunch. Keith and Denise donate all the proceeds from the lunch back to the memorial. And each shooter gets a meal ticket along with their $30 for their round. They will get a meal ticket as well. So anybody can come out and join us for the fun. We also have some great silent auction items. I have just a few. There'll be more by the time we get to the end of the month. But I've got Mike and Donna from the Allen Meat Processing Plant up in Allen, Kansas, donated a custom-processed quarter of a beef to our silent auction. So it'll be processed the way you want it. Whoever ends up with the highest bid will be able to have that beef processed, and it's due into process the next week. So that is an awesome donation. Another fun one that I just heard about yesterday was the Ginger, you might know her, and Skip and Lori from the Council Grove Marina have donated a half-a-day pontoon rental to our silent auction. There's going to be baskets for men, women, and some really fun kid baskets to bid on. Dagan and Jenna Morris from Morris Fabworks donated a fire pit. And if you haven't seen his fire pits, you can go online and look up Morris Fabworks and see those. They're pretty cool. I've got a wood pellet grill also on the silent auction. And then I'm going to have quite a few more things coming in, I assume, by the end of the month.
Well, I'll tell you, Lisa, it's going to be a great event. Really appreciate you being on the show. In closing, can you give us some contact information so people might have called? There might still be some people that want to make a donation or especially a little bit more information about your event.
Yep, you can reach me at 341-2829. You can talk to either of the boys, Lane and Logan, and most people know how to get a hold of them. If not, call me, Shelby Fuller, 437-7788. You can message us on our Facebook page. It's called the Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout Facebook page. It's on there. so those are the places to get a hold of us. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've really forgotten anything.
Oh, great job.
Oh, one last thing. One last thing. I did forget something. Lane and Logan, those are Gary's boys. Every year they donate a gun we do the card where we'll sell the deck of cards, and they donate a gun. Last year we had a Henry lever action 22 long rifle, and I've heard that I think that might be what we have again this year. So it's a fun way to come out, and everybody, that particular gun, everybody has a chance. You don't have to be a shooter. You can come out and just buy a deck of cards and see if it's going to be your lucky day.
Well, thanks so much for being on the show, Lisa, and best of luck with that event. And yes, Phil, we'll try to make it. It's going to be a busy weekend on October 30th. I know that. So,
well,
let's go to that first break.
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa Fuller on What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten. We'll take our first break and be back with more with Phil right after this.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply's got it.
Nothing beats fresh homemade sausage, and it's easy to do. Start making your own with High Mountain Seasonings from Blue Stem. With their delicious seasonings, you're in control. Make patties, make links, mix pork with game in any combination. Their 18 varieties of flavors are sure to have something to wake up your taste buds. So if you're looking for something to spice up your homemade sausage, Blue Stem's got it. See you at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:49. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. Make sure you log on to KVOE.com and hop on the What's In Outdoors webpage. All kinds of great info and photos. And of course, you can follow Phil, What's In Outdoors, on Facebook. Always something going on there. Phil Totten, Studio North, Council Grove Lake. Phil, back to you.
Well, Ron, for the first time ever, Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is offering a fully online hunter education course. And last Friday, I tell you, if I had a phone on the wall, it would have been ringing off of it. But I've been getting a lot of calls from people concerned with this on both sides. And with that, I'm just asking the parents, anybody that needs a hunter's ed, to go to that online course, take it. Let me know what you think about it. And it is just for kids, people 16 and older, for the fully online course. Now, of course, several years ago, we started an internet-assisted course that was, they'd do X amount of work on the internet, and then they'd come to a field day. Well, the field day was very important because you could give people some hands-on,
yeah. And
this is where hands-on is just very important when you're talking about firearm safety and responsibility. You're talking about walking straight line and all that. But I tried to access the link yesterday, and of course with me and my skills on the computer, I wasn't able to get through. But then last night, just fooling around, I got it on my phone. Well, I need to get a bigger computer in front of me, and I'll go to that class and give an assessment. So, people, if you will, go to the Wildlife and Parks webpage, look up online hunter education classes, and even if you've had a hunter's ed class, it's going to be very, very important maybe to get a refresher course before the hunting season comes. Number one reason for our incidents in Kansas is swinging on game, and I'm interested to see how the computer shows that. But I have all the faith in the world with the Kansas Hunter Education Department, working with Aaron Austin, Jessica Mounts, and Kent Barrett, and I don't think they'd be putting something out there that would really, you know, that they themselves don't believe in. So we have canceled five classes in Lyon County that I knew was going on that were all of them internet-assisted classes. So this might be a way to get certified, but mainly I'd like to know your thoughts. Ron, let's go to that last break, and we'll close up What's in Outdoors for this week.
All right, Phil Totten, What's in Outdoors, back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Whether you want to trap them for fur or trap them to keep them fur away, Blue Stem has got what you need. Come check out their full line of Duke traps and several sizes of fur stretchers. Questions? Ask for Brian Wendling, Blue Stem's trapping expert. Blue Stem's your source for live traps, scents, even muskrat colony traps. With colder weather coming, mice and rats are starting to move indoors. Get them out and keep them out. Blue Stem has all kinds of traps and other varmint control products. See ya at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
KVOE, AM 1400, 96.9 FM, live and local. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors. Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. Phil from Studio North, Council Grove Lake. Still active outdoors this time of the year, Phil?
Oh, goodness, yeah, I am. And I've been trying to be active out there, scratching in some grass seed in the front of the yard. Now, the wild space in Studio North is mine. She looks out the window, and she looks at me and just shakes her head. Sort of reminds me of what my mother did when I was growing up. But anyway, she likes a manicured lawn, so I am working on that in front. And listen to Travis and Scott the other day on his show. I guess I have till October 15th to get that in. So that's one thing I'm working on. Of course, I'll have a poll out to see if a catfish wants to come to dinner with me. We'll be closing our Outdoor Communicators of Kansas Mega Raffle. And if you want to see some good prizes being offered, this is really cool. And, of course, like Lisa's program, we benefit a lot of good causes, sending kids to an outdoor camp and scholarships. And, oh, it just goes on and on. So if you will, go to our What's in Outdoors webpage and get that link and see if you can help us out a little bit. There's fishing trips, hunting trips, and a lot of good equipment. And once again, there is a half-day use of a Council Grove Marina pontoon. Speaking of the Council Grove Marina, Ron, we will be closing the Marina on the Water this Sunday. Saturday, we'll be having what we're calling Drink the Marina Dry. I don't want to carry that stuff back up to the Marina on top, guarantee you. So all drinks will be $1, margaritas will be $2. But last week was really cool. Of course, we was looking at the weather, and Keith Foster, Francis Springman and all the crew down there, they put the hog on about, I think it was about 6 o'clock in the morning. And then, of course, watching the weather, we did set up the cornhole tournament with five stations. And next to this, I did one of my youth programs with kids casting, and we'll have some of those pictures up on the What's in Outdoors page. But the kids, they just made it for me, their smiles and seeing the grandmothers and grandfathers helping them with the fishing pole. And I did learn that I need to perfect my beanbag toss a little bit. Those days of when I used to play slow pitch so much and be able to hit the back corner of that plate, they're gone for me right now. So it was just a whole lot of fun.
You'll find it. It'll come back, Phil.
Well, I'm going to think I'm going to put that out there in this manicured lawn that Ginger keeps telling me have. That'll be a good thing for me to do. Of course, I mentioned Sunday I'll be judging a field trial down at Sterling, and of course I'll be talking to people about Hunter's Ed and see what they think about it. But this is where programs like what Lisa's done, the programs that we started back in 1997 out at S&P Game Bird Farm, the Take a Kid Hunting Days, this was more instruction. Of course, it was fun for the kids, but we wanted to see, did they have the skills to take what they learned in Hunter's Ed outside? And so a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of correction, you know, might save save someone from going through an incident. So these are all good things. I'm happy to report the event at Cabela's that we're going to have on October 16th is full with 150 people registered. And then we have added a BB gun range and a archery range to that event. and that'll be a Vamosapus card theme, or we'll be introducing people to fishing. So, Jeff, you do what you can, and please keep the weather nice for that October 16th.
All right. Keep up the great work, Phil. Appreciate it.
Ron, I do hope to get a fellow named Scott Pratch on the show. He's from Marion, and he started a program to try to buy some land. It's called Hollow Lakes, and the initiative is a place for veterans to bring their families and stay. And, of course, fishing will be a big part of that retreat. God bless, Ron. Hope to see you next Friday.
All right. Take care, Phil. Be safe, my friend.
You too.
Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors. Phil continues to do just a great work and a lot of it. You know, get those kids and families outdoors. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, Friday morning here. Brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and our friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower.
The U.S. economy added fewer jobs than expected in September, about 194,000. That's well below the estimated 500,000. Sean Cruz, the senior market strategist at TD Ameritrade, tells ABC the impacts of the pandemic and how it continues to affect schools could be a reason why.
Some areas are still struggling with what's going on with the Delta variant. That is why you saw a lot of softness there.